Hi, this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. While it's probably premature to announce that my decades-long love affair with automobiles is kaput, my own car and I are currently undergoing a trial separation. What may have sounded to most mortals like, you need a new water pump, especially when spoken by the owner of Frank's Automotive, a repair shop that's been in business 50 years, to me it sounded an awful lot like my car saying, maybe someday we could still be friends. It's a German car. As I sat one recent dreary afternoon in my home office, I reflected on how just a day before, the room had been filled with, if not my car itself, at least the knowledge that it was nestled comfortably in my garage, 50 feet away, protected from the elements, cozy even. I wouldn't say that in my 22 years of ownership, I've been lavish in caring for my Mercedes E320, but I definitely wasn't withholding, emotionally or financially, reliably getting its oil changed, tires rotated, and registration renewed. I also made sure it got regular exercise. For example, during the darkest days of COVID, I'd frequently take it for high-velocity spins, often changing lanes and even freeways repeatedly, just because we could. Now, I won't deny this exercising also did my own psyche some good. Driving near-empty roads at near-warp speeds, while imagining Born to be Wild or Hey, Hey, Where the Monkeys playing in my head, had a definite therapeutic effect. But it benefited both of us, and isn't mutual caretaking what loving partnerships are all about? I also admit that I haven't been without my flaws as a partner. My car's steering wheel cover looks like a feral cat mistook it for a chew toy. Three minor side dents somehow escape my scrutiny every day, especially when I squint. And when its metal brand emblem was torn in half by someone seeking access to my trunk, where he could have found such treasures as a box full of my most recent books, the never-consulted owner's manual, my dad's wool car coat circa 1958, an ill-sized spare tire, an unplugged cassette player, and a leather newsboy cap I always mean to slap on my head when my car and I take those high-velocity COVID drives, I confess I did nothing. My feeble reason for not making these cosmetic fixes was always, you look fine, years younger than your age, and besides, nobody will notice. Whereas, if candor had ruled the day, I'd have explained that the cost of replacing a metal brand emblem at a Mercedes dealership is prohibitive. Yet to my credit, I wasn't about to go to a third-party emblem seller who had no references, wasn't bonded, and kept changing his mailing address. My car deserved better than a backstreet accessory. Once my car was in the shop, reality began to set in. Every time I sat in my office dreaming about groceries, cigars, and vodka, I realized I had no way of obtaining them unless I took a cab, which somehow would have felt like cheating. You know the old story. You're dumped, and the first thing you do is pay back the dumper by taking up with someone, anyone else, and making certain you go to all the places frequented by your ex so you can be seen as someone who moves on, baby. But do you know how much it would cost to pay a cab driver to take me back and forth past Frank's Automotive Repair Shop in the hope that my car would be out front at the exact moment we sailed by, honking the horn in a display of faked revelry? Let's just say about as much as the grocery, cigars, and vodka. Well, I pick up my car in a few days. It's going to be a large bill, but I'll embrace it. I've learned that heartbreak can be so much more expensive than making up. And that's the way the Mercedes bends. I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.